answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Breaking right now, the U.S. launching another wave of strikes against Iran as we come on the air at 6 a.m. Eastern. CENTCOM announced the latest operation it says is targeting Iran's capabilities to attack commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. We are tracking the latest as President Trump turns up the pressure.
As we come on the air right now this morning, the United States is launching new daytime attacks in Iran. This began just over 1 hour ago. And here is what the military is saying on social media. U.S. Central Command began launching a wave of strikes against Iran. The strikes are designed to further degrade military capabilities Iranian forces have used to attack commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. military has reimposed a big blockade on Iranian ports, blocked by and backed by this right here, more than 20 warships, hundreds of military aircraft, and the message right now being sent to these fighters overseas, the U.S. fighters, stay vigilant, stay lethal, and be ready to go at a moment's notice.
Be ready to go. Scramble as needed. That is the latest from Iran at this point, and especially around the Strait of Hormuz. But wait, it's not the latest. It continues to develop, basically with more explosions. And in fact, an Iranian drone or more sparked a major fire in Kuwait. They fired on their neighbor Kuwait. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard claiming responsibility for strikes on Kuwait, hitting a major oil depot. And of course, that means another ally for the U.S. is under attack. Iranians striking all the U.S. allies in the region, Bahrain, Jordan, and others. President Trump did announce that he's proposing or replacing his proposed 20% protection fee, basically, for ships going through the strait with a trade and investment deal involving the Gulf states. Either way, we're going to continue to be there to provide protection for them and fire back into Iran anytime and every time they try to strike one of those merchant ships and or a U.S. Navy vessel. There is a report that one of the drones or missiles fired by Iran into a freighter did kill one man, but we're not going to ease up, nor should we at this point. We'll break it down for you. Welcome aboard hour number one, Larry Connors USA. We have a lot to go for you today, as usual. And with Larry Connors USA, we're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. for you. And reminding you, tomorrow night, after we wrap our 8 o'clock program, President Trump has an address to the nation scheduled. We will switch you immediately to the president's speech when we wrap our second hour tomorrow night. As you know, with Larry Connors, you're always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You walk away with more knowledge after each hour than you had when you began the hour. And in our next hour, Dr. Fake is scheduled to testify. Dr. Fauci going to be back in front of Congress. Senator Rand Paul says, I expect him to lie. I do too. But we'll break it down for you in our next hour. Later this hour, the real plan for the Democrat Socialist of America. They plainly are calling themselves Democrat Socialists. This is inside, actually aside from the Democrat Party, but they want to claim that they're under the Democrat tent. The Democrats, the true Democrats, really don't want anything to do with this group, but they let them get inside. When they stuck the nose under the tent to begin with, to start pushing socialism with the election of Mamdani and others, and now it's running rampant. But what exactly do they plan to do to our nation? That's being unveiled exactly by the words of the DSA, the Democrat Socialist of America, and some of the other groups that are supporting them. You'll also want to hear Mark Levin's response to that. And then, before the hour is out, our story behind the story, the building of Mount Rushmore. Pretty fascinating story as to how they did it. And they encountered a very interesting issue early. And how they found out why they were having that issue is almost funny, and yet at the same time, it was a major issue. That'll be coming up before we wrap up this hour. Back to the issue of dealing with Iran. CENTCOM, the arm of the Pentagon responsible for the Middle East, confirming that forces had conducted military strikes on a variety of targets through Iran, and including hitting Bushehr, the home of the nation's only functioning civilian power plant. So we are going after the infrastructure that's going to affect Iranians directly. And of course, we were talking yesterday that if we decide to go after some of these facilities, we know we're going to hit civilian casualties. That's not our intent. But they're hiding under the baby beds in the hospitals, just as Hamas did in Gaza. And General Jack King says, at this point, we need to exercise everything we can, and we're doing it.
What we're doing here, the battle for the Straits of Hormuz is underway. And it will take some time to achieve this end. And because what it's really all about is two things. One, we have to take down their capability in the vicinity of the Straits to interfere with it. And what am I talking about? Obviously, the means, fast boats, drones, anti-ship missiles, but also the controlling and sensors. This is radar, command and control, the logistic infrastructure that supports all of it. So those attacks that are taking place mostly in the coastal area of the Straits of Hormuz, that's a major phase of this operation, and it takes some time to deal with the scale of that. Remember, we started this operation once before. We called it Project Freedom.
Yeah.
And the president stopped it in the 36th hour after Saudi Arabia and others were telling him to please stop. They're going to retaliate against us. And what a lack of spine they displayed there. I mean, we've been providing security for these people for decades.
Yes.
And it's about time for them to step up and put some skin in the game.
And they're going to continue to be targeted. And we have U.S. air bases in some of these Arab neighbors to Iran. But they're not just going to attack U.S. bases. They're attacking anything they want in Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, wherever they choose. And we're there to try to help protect them again. But as you heard General King say, they've got to have skin in the game and recognize they need to step up and help us deal with Iran. And to that extent, that's why the president is saying, I'm not going to need to propose a fee on cargo ships, protection fee for moving through, because we have Gulf states agreeing to trade and investment deals with us, and that'll help cover our military in that region. Again, back to General Jack King.
They attacked six nations in retaliation for the United States starting the battle for the Straits of Hormuz. We have got to take down as much of that retaliation capability as we can.
Yes, yes, sir.
Ballistic missiles, launchers. And we were doing all of that last night and the night before, and we're going to continue to do it. We've likely rubbled some of the entrances to the tunnels where these ballistic missiles and launchers are stored, as we had done before. And those that are outside and exposed, we're going to take down that capability. So this will take some time to achieve this end. So this is a focused end to achieve an opening of the Straits of Hormuz where the United States is complete control and ships will be able to move through it safely. That's what this is about, and it is a key objective that can be achieved militarily. I'm confident that we can do this, and so is Admiral Cooper and the people below him as well.
And to the extent of what we've been doing the other day, and we are attacking, as you heard in the beginning, now during daylight hours. Now, I guess they thought they would be safe if they were in the daylight. No. You're not safe. And in fact, we are now exercising something against them, which has been successful. In fact, it was carried out the other day, and it involves a company here in the U.S. in Austin, Texas, actually providing the military hardware. We're talking about sea drones.
Out series has now been used in combat. The U.S. military says three autonomous drone boats built by Austin-based Saronic were used during strikes on an Iranian naval base. The first time the U.S. has deployed sea drones in combat. Check this out.
As we kind of move closer to the midsection, this is actually kind of core to the electronics cabinet.
Just days ago, I was inside Saronic's Austin headquarters. Now one of its flagship products has made history. CENTCOM says three Corsair unmanned surface vessels struck Iran's Bandar Abbas naval base, hitting a submarine and ship maintenance facility here, degrading Iran's ability to keep threatening commercial traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. Saronic's co-founder and chief technology officer, Vib Altakar, talk to me about the Corsair's capabilities.
It's one of our flagship products. It's a boat that's about 24 feet, and it can carry 1,000 pounds for over 1,000 miles. You know, it's top speed that we kind of generally say is around 35 knots, but we can go a little bit further past than that. And then it's basically equipped to be a modular autonomous vessel.
So an autonomous vessel, which is basically a drone, and we're going to be using them. Now, speaking of drones, there have been reports surfacing recently that Cuba has more than 300 military drones that they've gotten from Russia and Iran since 2023. They're being stockpiled somewhere on Cuba. They could threaten the Guantanamo naval base, U.S. Caribbean vessels, South Florida projects, I should say, targets like the Key West region. And in fact, to that extent, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush said, "We need to be concerned. Iran has been a constant threat to the U.S. security interests of our nation, certainly of Israel. Now we see it's not just Israel and the U.S., but the Gulf region as well." And he said, "I want to point out the press reports there are 300 of these drones in Cuba." President Trump was asked about those.
Reports about Iranian drones in Cuba, there are concerns about that. Where does the relationship with the U.S. stand there? Is military intervention still on the table there?
Well, if they do have that, and they might very well have that, we'll take care of it. Marco's just in the other room. And if they do have that, we'll take care of it in short order. We're not going to have a problem. We're not going to allow that to happen. So it could be that they're storing some. We're looking into it now. It could be so, and it maybe isn't. But we'll figure it out fast.
And that means we might well be striking targets in Cuba. You have to keep in mind they're just 90 miles off our shore. And I know many of you might recall the Cuban Missile Crisis when Russia was sending ballistic missiles into Cuba until JFK put a stop to them with a blockade. But now if they've got hundreds of drones that are easily put into the air and flown into various parts of our nation, or hitting some of our commercial and our pleasure vessels, such as cruise ships coming out of Miami, that's a real threat. Well, of course, we have two Supreme Court justices making it very clear on Capitol Hill yesterday, we need more security for the high court. They're asking for a $230 million security budget. They already have a protective force for the Supreme Court justices. But recent escalation of threats has him going back and saying, we need more money to protect the high court.
Supreme Court Justices Elena Kagan and Amy Coney Barrett testified before Congress today as the nation's highest court looks to increase security funding in the wake of threats. It's the first time Supreme Court justices have appeared before Congress since 2019. Our congressional correspondent, Lisa Desjardins, has more on today's hearings.
An unusual sight on Capitol Hill. Agreement across branches and ideologies.
I personally have enjoyed our regular meetings together, which have often occurred at the court.
We work hard to, you know, disagree well when we disagree, and we agree a lot of the time.
As two Supreme Court justices testified before Congress, something that has not happened since 2019, to make their case for increased security funding. They're asking for a $14 million increase in their budget for more personal protection. This after a series of threats to the justices, including a death threat to Justice Brett Kavanaugh in 2022, shortly after the justices overturned Roe v. Wade.
And Roe v. Wade triggered a lot of the threats, but there's been more than that. Now, again, let me put this in context for you. They are asking for a total budget of $230 million for security for the Supreme Court and the members of the court. They're asking basically for a $14 million increase, roughly 10% over what they already have. I don't know if that would be enough, but that's what they're asking for at this point. And in fact, Justice Kagan, who of course on the liberal side of the bench, made this statement. The Supreme Court police report a smaller but still substantial annual increase, 38% in threats this year, following a 25% increase threats against the court last year. That's what she told the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee yesterday. And she added, for some of us, those threats have come very close. And all of us live with the knowledge they might again materialize. A 38% surge in threats against Supreme Court justices, partly because of their decision-making, specifically Roe v. Wade. But there's more to it than that. And here's almost a shocker. I mean, and absolutely appalling that our Supreme Court justice is at least one admitting she had been instructed by Supreme Court security, you need to wear a protected vest, Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
They have required me to, my children, to think about and see things that children should not have to see or think about. One example is when threats to my life were particularly intense a few years ago around the time of the Dobbs leak. My security detail sent me home with a bulletproof vest, and I carried it into my house, put it into my bedroom, dropped it down on a table, turned around, and my 12-year-old son was standing in the doorway of my bedroom, and he wanted to know what it was and why I had it, and I didn't know how to respond because maybe I lack imagination, but I didn't expect that performing this service was going to put me in the position of explaining to my children what a bulletproof vest was and why I had to wear one.
Yeah, and it's impossible in one way to explain to the American public, law-abiding citizens, why a Supreme Court justice needs one protection and two has to wear a bulletproof vest, but the threats are there. You look at the 2 years plus now, the attempt assassination of candidate Trump at that point in Butler Hill, Pennsylvania, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and other threats being carried out. It's not calming down, it is escalating, and we know who is the push primarily for it. And that would be leftists, because they do not denounce these. They don't come out and say these are wrong. And something else you need to know. They're calling themselves Democrat Socialists of America inside the Democrat Party. What they claim they're doing and what they really plan to do. Plus the story behind the story. Building Mount Rushmore. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio entry door has seen better days. Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, save big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Fox News has obtained documents from the Democratic Socialists of America revealing the group's updated platform, which is even more radical than before. Now, they plan to release this next week. Listen to this. The United States Senate eliminated, gone. The President and the Supreme Court replaced. The Department of War defunded. All immigrants given amnesty. That is the plan. Now, who is driving this machine? Well, they say it's the people. But a new survey shows those people overwhelmingly identify as anarchists and Marxists. Yet the media is running cover for the group. The Washington Post is claiming Republicans are falsely labeling them as communist. And other members in the media are mocking the idea of the Red Scare.
One of the things I found very interesting is this pivot the president has made to communism, coming after the commies.
This is not Gulag socialism. This is not the Soviet Union socialism.
Socialism, much less democratic socialism, is not communism.
But if those journalists, so-called, spent the same amount of time covering the DSA as they did a pool that nobody swims in, they would find a web of caucuses within the group that explicitly push communism.
And that's inside the DSA report. That's a Fox analysis of the Democrat Socialist of America. And yet you heard the leftist media representative saying, oh, look at Trump. He's trying to start a Red Scare. It is right in front of you. There's nothing that's being created by Trump. The DSA is actually doing it. Right now, they are listing themselves as the largest socialist political organization inside our nation, claiming 120,000 members as of last month, correction, this month. They say we're a big 10 on the left wing of the political spectrum. Well, they're a big 10 inside the political spectrum of the Democrats. And Democrats really aren't fighting back. In fact, they're afraid to fight back. They're afraid they'll be primaried. Hakeem Jeffries was asked the other day, this DSA coming in inside your Democrat Party tent, are you worried that they may come after you? He said, well, I'm not going to answer that. When you have a legitimate question for me, I'll answer. But in his mind, Hakeem Jeffries fears, yeah, he could be targeted. They're basically claiming AOC. AOC is not progressive enough for them. You see where this is going? And once again, back to the Fox analysis of some of the new papers regarding the DSA, their own mission statement and objectives.
Now, the Marxist Unity Group, for example, says they are rallying thousands of Marxists in the DSA around a shared vision of the future. And they plan to achieve that future by adopting what they call a minimum maximum program.
Quote, the minimum program refers to the party's comprehensive platform, the policies that it will immediately implement upon taking power, and the maximum program refers to the results of this process, a world free of the market, borders, classes, and all other oppressive structures that exist under capitalism. In a word, communism. They also proudly put on their website that they want to overthrow our constitution. Another faction is a revolutionary Marxist caucus called Reform and Revolution. They draw influence from communist leaders like Karl Marx, Vladimir Lenin, and Leon Trotsky. And on their website, they promise the Communist Manifesto, which they promote. There also is the Liberation Caucus. They push Maoism, saying this, Comrade Mao's call to combat liberalism must be heeded and taken seriously. Otherwise, opportunist and revisionist trends will arise and rot the soul of the organization. And they go on to say, we are unequivocally anti-imperialist. Communist and the imperial core have as our main duty the destruction of the imperialist system.
In other words, the USA and Western civilization. This is not a scare. This is a very active virus, political virus, designed to destroy America. And they're putting people in power across the nation. Maybe at city, county level, sometimes state level, certainly national level. And they're not going to ease up on it. Now, all of this can be traced back to the 1980s, basically. At that time, the DSA, which it did exist then, the Democrat Socialists of America, they considered themselves were a diverse group of activists, including Democratic Marxists. What the hell is that? Democratic Marxist. Fabians, religious socialists, former communists, labor Zionists, all were united at that time by opposition to Reaganism. And the Democrat Socialists of America, founded basically in 1982 by merging the two left-wing organizations, the Democrat Socialist Organizing Committee and the New American Movement. And the Democrat Socialist Organizing Committee was founded in 1973 by socialist intellect Michael Harrington, a prominent national figure at that time, after his book in 1962 titled The Other America, which helped inspire, they say, the war on poverty. And he was a leader of a fraction within the Socialist Party of America. And now they're moving closer to taking full reins of the government. And look at New York City. They've already made a major obstacle that was in their way. They have knocked it down with Mondami. I want you to listen to Mondami's statement in advance of our July 4, 250th anniversary. And while he's speaking from his desk, there are various people around him holding small American flags as if you're watching the video. Well, they must be talking about America and they're all about America. Listen to the man's words.
As we mark 250 years, what do we see? We see a city of contradictions within a nation of contradictions. We see the wealthiest country in the history of the world, one where children go to sleep hungry while the world's first trillionaire hungers for more. We see monopolies that dominate every industry and oligarchs who buy elections. We see masked agents terrorizing our streets, eating food cooked by our undocumented neighbors before spiriting them away in unmarked vans. We see a nation whose immense wealth has been built by those with calloused, dirt-streaked hands, those who toil on factory floors and chisel into stone. And we see a nation that has allowed so much of that wealth to be held instead in the soft hands of a precious few. You each hold a special power, the power to determine what America means. The powerful have always known their answer. America, in their view, is an arena of supremacy, where only a select few are allowed freedom, where not all are created equal. America, if you ask them, becomes less the more people it welcomes. America, they will tell you, belongs only to those with the right accent or the right shade of skin. The rest of us, they insist, should be grateful for merely being allowed to visit. How small they are, how weak, how unoriginal. At every moment in our past, those who led through exclusion and isolation have tried to win power and enrich themselves by turning us against one another. Division is the oldest trick in politics and the cheapest. But time and again, including 250 years ago, those forces of division have been vanquished by the forces of progress.
Again, the words of New York City Mayor Mondami. And of course, he endorsed several Democrat socialists in recent races. Two of them involving Congress. And he will do it again. And he has more strength building. Now you can say, well, it's just New York City and the New York congressional delegation. Do not fall into the trap and think it's not that big of a deal. You know what quicksand is? You've seen stories and heard about it, right? You step into it, you're thinking you're standing on sand. And then you begin to sink deeper and deeper into it. And unless someone throws you a line or something, some way to get you out, you are now deep inside the quicksand and headed to your death. Don't let these warnings go unheeded. These are like rockets and missile fire across your bow. Pay attention. Mark Levin's response to Mondami's remarks.
Ayn Rand had a famous quote once. She said, "There's really no difference between communism and socialism except in the means of achieving the same ultimate end." She said, "Communism proposes to enslave men by force, socialism by vote. It is merely the difference between murder and suicide." This man knows nothing about capitalism. What is capitalism? Anybody know? Who invented capitalism? Nobody. Capitalism is a spontaneous form of commerce. It's how people have been dealing with each other for thousands of years. And yet, communism is an invention. It's a defective ideology about humanity, about how commerce works, how politics works, and it's been imposed on human beings at a great cost. Mondami is a Marxist Islamist propagandist. He's full of slogans and catchwords aimed at arousing jealousy and anger. Yep. He defines democracy and Americanism through the lens of Marxism.
And Mondami is doing exactly what he claims the so-called others inside America are doing, pushing division. There's not a push for unity here unless you want to join Marxist communist ranks. Let's all go to the re-indoctrination schools to get retrained. That would be their goal. And getting rid of ICE is part of it. And of course, the most recent shootings involving ICE is sparking more cries for that. We'll be getting into that before we wrap up today. But coming up next, the story behind the story, the building of Mount Rushmore.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio entry door has seen better days? Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, save big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDLES or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDLES or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
People, keep on learning. Soldiers, keep on.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Welcome to Mr. Show. Deep in South Dakota's Black Hills stood a giant granite mountain, untouched, silent, and waiting for history to begin. Then came an extraordinary vision to carve four American presidents into solid granite, creating a monument the world would never forget.
This diagram shows the exact alignment for the face.
I see, but we need to consider the rock density. We must pierce through to the untouched granite. The men are ready to place the stakes.
Surveyors climbed the steep cliffs, measuring every inch of the mountain. Every mark, every calculation had to be absolutely perfect.
And something to keep in mind on the creation of the Mount Rushmore presidential faces. Each of them standing about 60 feet tall, the height of a six-story building. The noses are 20 feet long. Of course, when you're looking at it from down below, and if you have not been to Mount Rushmore, I strongly encourage it. It is a fascinating sight. So the noses are 20 feet long, the eyes 11 feet wide, the mouths about 18 feet wide, and all of that is to give you some perspective of what had to be done. And keep in mind, this was being done back in the early 1930s. The Mount Rushmore National Memorial Act authorized originally $250,000 in matching funds that came from a dedication ceremony and approval of money from South Dakota legislature to create this. It was introduced to Congress in 1928, signed into law by Coolidge, February 20, 1929, just before leaving office. So the 1929 presidential transition to Herbert Hoover did delay funding until an initial federal match of $54,000 plus was matched. All this is being created in South Dakota, the Black Hills of South Dakota, beautiful area. That's right where they have the Sturgis Harley-Davidson ride every year. I've been up there several times for it. And some, in fact, I have a friend who said he would fly his kids to South Dakota sometimes, and they would always ask, can we go see the faces? That's the way they described it, the faces. From the air and from the ground of Mount Rushmore. But the building of Mount Rushmore actually had to begin with not just chiseling and getting into the features, but you actually had to begin to remove large sections of the mountain. And of course, that was answered by dynamite.
With everything in place, the first controlled blast echoed across the Black Hills, removing thousands of tons of granite in just seconds. Suspended hundreds of feet above the ground, fearless workers used powerful drills and steady hands, slowly revealing the masterpiece hidden inside the mountain. Day after day, controlled explosions removed massive sections of granite. Every blast brought the mountain one step closer to an extraordinary masterpiece. Slowly, the face of George Washington emerged from solid granite, turning an impossible vision into reality.
Now, that sculptured Mount Rushmore was built on land taken from the Sioux Nation in the 1870s. The Sioux continued to demand return of their land. In 1980, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the U.S. versus Sioux Nation of Indians that the taking of the Black Hills required just compensation, awarding the tribe $102 million. That was 1980. The Sioux Indians refused the money and demanded the return of the land. The conflict continues, leading some to call the monument as a shrine of hypocrisy. When they originally were envisioning doing this in the Black Hills of North Dakota, they brought in a guy they thought could actually make it all happen, a sculptor, Gutzon Borglum. He was calling it the Shrine of Democracy. Now, originally, they were looking at building and carving faces such as dealing with national heroes, Lewis and Clark, Buffalo Bill Cody, even Lakota Chief Red Cloud, and Lakota Chief Crazy Horse. There is another monument south of Mount Rushmore for Crazy Horse. And by the way, we will do a future story behind the story on Crazy Horse. He is supposedly on top of his steed, putting his arm out, pointing across the land, saying, "This is my land." Under his armpit, to give you a perspective of how big Crazy Horse is, and they're not finished with it, you could put the entire Mount Rushmore complex under his armpit. That's how major Crazy Horse is, and not yet completed. They have refused federal dollars. That's why it's taking so much money. Now, originally, each president, once they decided they were going to focus on presidents, they were going to be depicted from head to waist, but lack of funding and everything else, they decided just build the faces. Let's just go with the faces. But again, dynamite clearing a lot of the mountain face. And Borglum had chosen Mount Rushmore in part because it faces southeast for maximum sun exposure. So he had the place he wanted. They were using dynamite to begin the initial action, but you actually had to have carving with drills and specifically place dynamite as they moved forward. And just getting men in place at the top of the National Monument was a daily risk.
Getting the men onto the face was its own engineering problem, and the solution looks almost unbelievable in the old photographs. The workers sat in bosun chairs, little swing seats, and they were lowered down a cliff that dropped away some 500 feet, hanging from steel cables 3/8 inch thick, about the width of a finger. Borglum designed the leather harnesses himself. The cables ran up to winch houses at the summit, where the men were raised and lowered by hand-cranked winches, with as many as 6 of these large winches working the mountain. And here is the detail that should make your hands tighten. The man cranking the winch at the top could not see the worker hanging below him, because the cliff curved away out of his line of sight. If he cranked too fast on the way up, the worker would be dragged up the rock on his face. So the system depended on a third person. That third person was the call boy. Call boys, often teenagers, sat where they could see both the worker dangling on the rock and the winch operator behind them, and they shouted commands back and forth across the open air. Faster. Hold. Bring him up. Into a wind that could swallow a man's voice whole. This shouting relay was the nervous system of the whole operation, a human remote control strung between a man on a cable and a man on a crank who could not see each other. Think about trusting your life, every working day, to a teenager's lungs and another man's steady hand on a wheel. He was turning half blind.
In other words, he had to rely on those boys calling out the commands. That is frightening. That clip and the others you've heard and you will be hearing are all from various documentaries about Mount Rushmore. As I said, the creator, the sculptor, Borglum really wanted to name it and did name it the Shrine of Democracy, and featuring our four presidents that have been named already. You know, they had, again, we're talking about building this thing in beginning in 1927, and it took through 1941 to finish it off. The heads of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln. And during that time, in the very beginning, they had a major power issue. There was no real electric power available for where they were. So they had to kind of circumvent and use some power from the nearby community. And in the early years, they had difficulty. The reason is surprising and even kind of funny on one hand. So yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
In 1936, the National Park Service sent an engineer named Julian Spotts to bring order to the site. And Spotts had a sharp eye for waste. He traced a maddening, recurring failure, the drills losing power every Monday morning, to its actual cause. Just about every household in Keystone did its washing on Monday, and a lot of those homes now had electric washing machines, and the combined draw was pulling enough current that the mountain came up short. Rather than try to reschedule an entire town's laundry, Spots had the commission buy a gasoline-powered auxiliary compressor, which more than doubled the number of jackhammers that could run at the same time. He also found the blacksmith quietly tapping into the compressed air line to blow cooling air on himself while he worked, wasting pressure the drills needed. And he replaced that with a simple fan. The permanent answer to the power problem did not arrive until 1939, when a proper power line was finally run to Mount Rushmore and supplied the electricity for the last 2 years of work.
But in the beginning, we have a power drain every Monday. Why? Well, turns out the women were doing their laundry using electric washers and dryers in nearby Keystone. And Borglum's original plan was to make the carvings in granite pillars known as the Needles. That's an established area landmark inside Custer National Park, State Park, I should point out, and the scenic Needles Highway. It is scenic, and especially if you're on a Harley, going up the Needles, just twisting and turning. I mean, I don't know how many twists and turns I forgot, but I'm telling you, when you're on a Harley and you're going up, you can't just stop. You've got to keep moving slowly, and you go maybe 12 feet and make a hard left, and then go another 8 feet and you make a hard right. It's like that all the way up the mountain, and then you got to go down the same way. And every time I rode it, my wife on the back, she did not like it because it was usually misting and raining. In fact, the third time we're going to do it, she said, we're not going to do it. So we didn't do it. But then they decided maybe the Needles would not be the proper location, thinking it was going to be too small and unstable to carry out the carving on the scale Borglum wanted. But aside from Borglum, and how he was planning it and effectively recognized in the end as to what he contributed, a major contribution. There was someone else. Someone had to actually fashion specifically the faces and actually make them more human than just like a piece of rock.
It is the quiet hero of the whole story, and almost nobody who stands in the parking lot looking up has any idea it was ever there. The system was only as good as the hands reading it, and the finest of those hands belonged to a man named Luigi Del Bianco. He was an Italian-trained stone carver, and Borglum brought him on as chief carver because he could do something the pointing machine could not. The device could tell a man where the surface of a cheek belonged, but it could not put expression into a face. Del Bianco worked the eyes and the subtle planes that make the four heads read as living men rather than blank masks. And he was paid more than anyone else on the mountain for it, on the order of $1.50 an hour at a time, when a laborer made $8 for a whole day. For decades, his role went almost unmentioned in the official story, and only in recent years has the Park Service formally recognized him as the memorial's chief carver.
And there's something else. Hidden behind Abraham Lincoln's head, the Hall of Records, again designed by sculptor Borglum. 70-foot vault, housing a titanium vault, 16 porcelain enamel panels that document America's founding documents in history, basically a time capsule for future civilizations. Pretty impressive. The story of the building of Mount Rushmore, a national monument, featuring our presidents Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln. The story behind the story tomorrow. The plane crash that killed RFK Jr. and how it happened and how it could have been avoided. That will be our story behind the story tomorrow. We still have a second hour to come up and talking about, is ICE going to stop arresting illegals or just putting on pause one particular process? We'll break it down for you. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. VincentsJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And, of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And, again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.